There will be no finger pointing, says Joe McGee, who will co-chair the governor's panel, but he notes the loss of power to Connecticut was high during Storm Irene, and had this storm been more intense, infrastructure such as sewage treatment plants on the water could have been at serious risk.
If this storm had been 10 mile an hour stronger wind gusts, if the water surge had been another foot, what would be the impact on sewage treatment facilities?
McGee says the intensity of our storms will likely not diminish, and Connecticut needs a first-rate response, especially to its most vulnerable citizens. He says the panel hopes to present its findings to the governor during the first week of December. Fran Schneider, WCBS 880 News.